but my people was created long before yours and evolved for many aeons with our star elders before assisting your birth, as our younger relatives. And yet, my people was not the first one to live here. Long before us, when this planet was young, the star elders created fish people, lizard people and bird people, that have been remembered by some of your most ancient cultures. We are all distant relatives in the great chain of life. But my people and your people are more closely related, sharing much of the same DNA code. Chapter 9. The miracle of incarnation for the soul is a divine process allowing sentient conscious beings to enter the physical realm, to interact and evolve in this 3D dimension. Within the body, the soul remains an interdimensional entity able to communicate through telepathy on the fifth dimensional level, unless the individual consciousness gets disconnected from the soul or deeper self by the mind's limitations, being trapped in the material realm and losing its interconnectedness with every other living souls. The soul is independent from the DNA, but largely influenced by it, because the physical shell in which a soul incarnates transfers to it the genetic memories of a species and lineage, just like the soul carries into the body the memories of its past evolution through eons and eras. For this reason, the process of introducing genetics to other planets has been used largely over the aeons through this universe, as a way to combine souls and bodies that can create bridges between home planets and a better connection among species. But the differences in the ways to proceed must be made very clear. The incarnation of the soul is meant to happen as a natural process through which the soul reincarnates and evolves into higher levels of consciousness, if the physical incarnations provided are used wisely. The long-term purpose of incarnations is the evolution of the individual soul and ultimately, of the greater soul and universal consciousness. So the way the incarnation process is conducted matters very importantly, as it defines the general evolution of a species and of its influence on its home planet. As we are all connected, the evolution of a species influences all the others on any home planet and in the universe at large. This is why the Star Elders are as concerned as we are about this Earth. Your human people having lost a large part of their soul connection and spiritual understanding are influencing in catastrophic ways every other life forms on this home planet and intelligent species in this universe. You have lost as well in general the spiritual knowledge needed surrounding the process of the soul incarnation, and reproduce most of the time without conscious participation into the soul's incarnation. The spiritual way to take part consciously in the natural process of the soul incarnation was taught to your first ancestors by the Star Elders in the days of the Lemurian Dawn and practiced for the first ages of your existence. It is attained through highly spiritual tantric practices, beyond what your actual cultures have kept, involving long meditations until reaching higher levels of perceptions and energies. In this conscious ritual, the conceptors are taught about and by the soul they will help incarnating, and learn their connection and common mission, welcoming only the best possible karmic candidates. The act of reproducing without this consciousness, as you are pressured to do by the lower lords, can give any odd result and allow any soul to incarnate, some who can be unrelated or not helping your individual and collective evolution. This explains the reason why of all species, only yours seems to overpopulate and take over every other's. Only spiritual dharmic conception can solve your problem, meaning that when you are ready to conceive and give birth to a soul, you do it for the greater soul. Chapter 10. There are also ways to interfere artificially and influence the process of the soul incarnation. But here it is very important to make the distinction between different intentions motivating the act and the ways used. When our common Star Elders introduced their genetics on Earth, through the conception of my Sasquatch people first and through the birthing of your human people later, their intentions were part of a greater cosmic order in accordance with divine law, as they were bringing to this young Earth their genetic memories, consciousness and knowledge, into a greater plan for evolved souls to incarnate here, and become the seeds of universal consciousness, on another outpost of spiritual evolution. Since the genetics from distant worlds that have evolved differently in space and times are largely diversified and most often incompatible, The way for the Star Elders to introduce their genetic memories on a new planet is most often by adding to their own DNA one or a few genes from a well-evolved and adapted species indigenous to the local planet. This whole process is conducted in a highly spiritual way, including assistance and cooperation with the soul invited and welcomed to incarnate. It is very important here to make a clear distinction between this dharmic evolutionary process for the souls and worlds, meant to spread life consciousness throughout the universe and to create spiritual connections at a universal scale, from its opposite practices. The unacceptable, detrimental, selfish and evil ways with which genetic manipulations and hybridizations have been conducted by the rebel lower lords since the downfall of Atlantis, including on my people and on your people. These experiments have not stopped to this day, but are being done in the deepest secret by your modern and civilization. Those secret programs have created too many kinds of GMO hybrids to name them, often monsters, to allow troubled souls from lower realms to enter the physical dimension of this home planet and interfere with its evolution. For this reason, some today wearing even bodies of our Sasquatch people are not really us nor connected with our greater soul, other than through the genetic memory of our stolen DNA. This is also why we are reluctant to leave DNA prints behind us, not for them to be misused. It started back in the days of the downfall of Atlantis, when the lower lords with the help of the lizard people, started cloning their own DNA to allow more souls of the lower realms under their control, to enter our physical plane. Since all genetic memory has its limits, adding different DNA or mixing them creates multiple possibilities of outcomes, but with the intentions of control of the lower powers, the results are very harmful and detrimental to the long-term evolution of the consciousness on our planet. Chapter 11. The story of my people has not only been connected to the history of your people, but also to the destiny of our home planet. When the genetically modified Atlantean race you call Homo sapiens took over our home planet and chased our people and your Lemurian ancestry into the deepest wilderness, the ancient knowledge of our star elders and of my people was erased gradually from your memories. In the sacred books of your most ancient surviving civilization, dating from before the Ice Ages in a country you call India, the important contribution of my people, known as the Ape People and our leader Han Newman were highly honored, in our common efforts to fight the lower lords and re-establish the cosmic order on Earth. The stone bridge my people built to the island of Lanka can still be seen today, as a reminder of this close bond your ancestors and mine had back then. Over millennia, India became the highest concentration in density of human populations, and following the Dravidians, with later invasions of Aryan cultures unfamiliar with us, my people took refuge in the northern wilderness. In Europe, the pre-Indo-European cultures, whom we helped build the megalithic monuments, were familiar with us and called us the Bear People, until the Celtic and Germanic invasions, that made my people appear as evil ogres and threats. The extermination of the last of my people in that continent ended with the troll hunters in the Middle Age. It is quite significant that the Indo-European lineage, being more closely related genetically to the Atlantean race, has been the main culprit of our genocide. And this genocide of my people goes along with that of your tribal peoples, just as with the ongoing ecocide or omnicide, being perpetrated intentionally by the lower powers enslaving our home planet. In what you call North America, my people could live along with your tribal peoples, until the European invasions started. Along with the tribes of your indigenous peoples, just like with your previous Lemurian ancestry, my people was pushed ever further into the western and northern wilderness. The huge fires that caused terrible devastation in these areas this last season, are part of a greater secret plan to speed up the extermination of your tribal peoples, and of my people, your elder. This ultimate aggression is intended to cut definitely your spiritual connection with our star elders. The story of my people and of your tribal peoples in the land you call Australia is not much different. My people known as Yowie there, just like your tribal peoples, have kept moving deeper into the wilderness to escape from the genocide of the European conquest, until becoming a mere legend. In the land you know as Siberia, my people there who are called Ormuz, could live in peace with your tribal peoples familiar with us, as long as the Tsars of Russia were afraid of facing us. It changed a century ago, when the Soviets, determined to conquer the lands we shared with your tribal peoples, decided to capture some of my people to conduct secret experiments with the means they then had, starting with artificial insemination. Many hybrids were created from these secret programs, some of which walk on our earth today, but without the necessary spiritual knowledge and dharmic intentions. These secret experiments have always been commanded by the lower lords and backed by their technological powers, introducing some ever more sophisticated techniques for genetic manipulation. As Siberia was being conquered, some of my people fled to the land called Tibet, where we still could live in peace with the local populations and communicate with some of their shamans and monks, until the empire you call China conquered our last stronghold on the lands across the oceans. The same tragic fate that met my people and your tribal cultures in other lands, also hit tragically and painfully with genocide and torture, those in Tibet who had kept their spiritual connection with our star elders. Chapter 12 And recently, your people have seen like mine the intensified fastening destruction of our last habitat and stronghold, as well as for many of your tribal peoples, the western mountainous regions and the northern forested regions of this continent you call North America. But my people is seeing the devastation with our own eyes and feeling the trail of death deep in our soul, with sadness and the understanding of the deeper meaning and significance of the tragic crisis in this ongoing omnicide. This is part of a bigger agenda to control this whole planet, as on other continents, the conquest of my people by the lower lords means the control of every other being living on this home planet and usually coincide with the control of your last tribal peoples in any given region. Secret experiments forced on some of my people and some of your people have also been done on this continent since decades, at an ever-increasing rate, to such a large scale that deep underground military bases were built for them. As you have noticed, the tribal peoples of the northern and western regions of this continent are still familiar with my people and some interact sometimes, as they still honor us in their ancient cultures. This last of our strongholds and natural habitats, where we can roam free, relatively safe, while keeping contact with some of your people, to keep sharing our ancient wisdom, is now under severe threat. This threat of a planetary scale is loudly denounced by the warnings of your tribal peoples living there. There are also among the last of your tribal peoples who have maintained sovereignty over their lands, because the invading powers of the uncivilization of the lower lords have just reached those remote wilderness areas a few of your generations ago. So the ancient wisdom has survived this strongly. Many of your tribal peoples there also know that we have shared genetics and ancestry over the eons. We must now tell you about our own practice of hybridization that has happened on several occasions over the course of eons, but distant apart in space and time. We naturally reproduce in a similar way as your people do, except that we have kept the consciousness of interdimensional soul evolution by communicating with the souls we invite to incarnate, to ensure that they are the best karmic candidates. We also reproduce much more sparsely and rarely, even less in these hostile times for our people, compared proportionally with your own fast reproduction rate and much shorter lifespan than ours. In our time scale, a few offspring cover many of your generations. As we have learned from our star elders, assisting in the conception of your species as our younger relative, alien DNA can be introduced or adapted to a planet when combined with indigenous DNA, and if this hybridization is done in a higher intention for soul and consciousness evolution, highly evolved souls can incarnate in hybrids. But my people, although we understand the process for having taken part in it, has not maintained nor possessed any technological means to intervene artificially in the course of the incarnation of souls, as it was not our mission nor destiny to conceive new creatures, but the work of the selected star elders. But we know, as some of your geneticists have discovered, that your DNA and ours are 95% the same, being the star seeds of our star elders, and making us elder and younger brothers, close relatives, to the point where my people and your people can reproduce naturally together and bear fertile offspring. If the concept of interspecies hybridization is still too overwhelming for your modern uncivilization to accept it, the ancient stories of your tribal peoples are filled with accounts of interbreeding between my people and yours, and many lineages have been proud to count us among their ancestral memories. Chapter 13. There are several reasons why we very rarely but sometimes select one of yours to interbreed hybrids. Most often, it is one of your women who is asked to carry a hybrid that will host a highly evolved soul, who will either live among your people to help them with their psychic gifts in their healing process of recovering their soul memory, or among my people, as interpreters and ambassadors of the continuous connection your human people and my Sasquatch people have always had, even without the knowledge of the majority of yours. In some other cases, even more rare and less occurring in recent times, one of your men is selected to provide his lineage to my people in order to keep our different genetics compatible and evolving in parallel development. Having suffered from genocide for ages, the genetic pool of my people has been dramatically depleted and reduced to extreme consanguinity. You must understand that the process of consciously interbreeding hybrids to incarnate highly evolved souls has nothing to do with mating, as your people now defines it. It is a spiritual experience on the interdimensional levels, that does not require physical intercourse nor regular gestation, as in your normal natural pregnancies. The connection is made on the soul level, beyond your actual knowledge. Your geneticists have discovered with amazement that we normally select human genetic additions to our own DNA from small tribal and remote populations, very distant from each other. They are right in saying that some human people live with us, away from the rest of your genetic pool, but their conclusions about our age, based on just a few DNA samples, is a wrong interpretation of my people's ancient existence, as your elder brother. What their studies omit to notice also, is that the humans we carefully select to interbreed hybrids with, come from populations and regions that have kept honoring my people and the ones found ready to contribute to the evolution of interspecies spiritual relations are the ones gifted with the necessary psychic abilities, often due to Sasquatch ancestry in their lineage. Remember that one generation of my people lasts much longer than many of yours, so we can keep track of our descent in your lineage easier than you can. We care for our descent and watch over its future evolution at least as much as we do for our younger brother, on a longer scale than your people. You will find out, as you hear the messages of the ones we have selected to speak for us to your human people, that they all agree on the same truths. Many of the humans we selected to bring out our message are in fact carrying our DNA from previous hybridization in their ancestry. Remember that your own great-great-grandfather and his twin brother were found as young orphans in the wilderness of the Northwest Territories and adopted by native trappers from further south, chosen to raise them. There is much more we want to share with your people, our beloved younger brother, that will require time and space to transmit through our telepathic channels. What we want to emphasize overall is the need for your human people to reconnect with the wisdom of your soul and realign with the intelligence of your heart, reactivate your genetic starseeds and soul memories, recover your psychic abilities, and evolve collectively into a higher spiritual consciousness, a civilization of the soul. We ask for your help and cooperation in re-establishing the natural cosmic order on this home planet and in bringing a peaceful spiritual civilization of the soul, respecting the rights of all living creatures. Such a shift of consciousness in the human soul is desperately needed, on this dear home planet your people and mine share with many other life forms, for the well-being of all living souls. And for the continuity of this great spiritual evolution process you have been part of, with all life forms on Earth. Chapter 14. Since the time and circumstances allow you to still be available for a little longer, but not much more, we ask you to continue to transmit the message of my Sasquatch people to your human people, as the next auspicious opportunity to do so might not present itself before a while, in your time scale. And the best time is now, due to the actual urgency of our message to reach the greater soul of your people. We now have to answer a fundamental question that many of your people must be asking themselves about us. We do acknowledge the existence and understand the presence of a universal creator spirit, whom some of you may call God, as the unique source and essence of all energy and consciousness in the omniverse in all dimensional levels, that are ever diversifying into a greater variety of individual entities and forms of life, during the course of the eternally ongoing process of creation and evolution. This original source from whom everything is born, is a creative and cohesive eternal omnipresence, consciously creating and maintaining worlds and entities through omnipotent loving, immanent in all its countless parts and creatures, while transcendent to their sum, beyond the limits of created realms, being the omniscient universal consciousness holding all possibilities of dimensions and knowledge. This supreme divine original being and the universal oneness born from it are universal truths and principles that all spiritually evolved souls can sense and understand, at large throughout the whole omniverse. Beyond a simple concept, it's a reality that your latest scientific discoveries in the fields of paranormal phenomenon, astrophysics and quantum physics, are starting to grasp. In your evolution towards a greater understanding and consciousness of the omniverse we live in, confirming ancient metaphysical and spiritual wisdom. Your science now knows that the omniverse is made of several dimensional levels of existence, that it is not only of energy but also of omnipresent consciousness, that consciousness influences matter, and first manifests in this physical universe through light, which creates individual energy, fields and particles. It travels at the highest speed any material particles can vibrate, the frequency limits between physical and spiritual dimensions, the thin veil between the visible realm of the material temporal space-time and the unseen realm of the ethereal eternal time-space. But since your mind took over to disconnect you from your soul, your people has the tendency to rationalize the divine and conceived the one you call God with anthropomorphic features and attributes, a humanized figure with human-like emotions and behaviors, as a God made in your own image. This is without considering how other intelligent species throughout the omniverse, some much more ancient and evolved than your human people, are perceiving and relating to this great divine spirit. Ants, birds and trees do not see your human people as gods, but rather as relatives with more evolved abilities, whose actions could either be beneficial for them, but most often detrimental in our times. Likewise, other intelligent species incarnated in different forms than yours, either humanoids as you call the two-leggeds, as if their shapes were exclusively human, or of other shapes and dimensions, do not all conceive and understand the greater truth of the universal source and oneness in the same way as your species, nor do they envision this eternal almighty spirit creator with any human aspects. Chapter 15. As your mind has disconnected you over time from your soul, trapping you in the material 3D realm, under the pressure of the uncivilization enslaving our home planet, you have separated spiritual and scientific wisdom, making both incomplete, the two extreme opposites being even more further away from any truth. Within this frame of your limited spiritual and scientific knowledge, some on one end describe the creation of the universe as a single and definitive act of God who is pure consciousness that happened in a more or less distant past, without any continuous evolutionary process involved. This simplistic explanation of the vast, complex omniverse we are a small part of, and of our role in it, often offers for ultimate end the immediate return of the departed soul to the one universal creator source, without any further evolutionary steps or process of interdimensional ascending consciousness. The souls instructed this way lack the necessary understanding and motivation to continue consciously their spiritual evolution on this physical plane, as well as in higher dimensional planes, in the afterlife. One the other end, some explain away the universe as a strictly material random phenomenon run by mechanist rules, or more recently at the light of your newest discoveries, like a multi-dimensional evolutionary process in which consciousness manifests and intelligence occurs by unpredictable accidents, due to favorable chemical environment, without any understanding of coherence and purpose of a greater divine order or spiritual consciousness evolutionary process of the reincarnating souls. These ideologies provide no causal explanation for the existence of soul and evolving consciousness. Both of these extremist views that you oppose as creationism and evolutionism are extremely limited in taking your mind away from the universal truth, balanced between those two extreme belief codes. The creation is universally recognized as a divine action, which involves an everlasting evolutionary process in the manifestation of different forms of life and consciousness. Creation is not limited to a previous finite event, it also includes the continuous participation of conscious intelligent co-creating. Your first ancestors were instructed by our star elders and possessed this spiritual understanding, with the psychic abilities it provides. Since the downfall of Atlantis, as your human people have been gradually disconnecting from their soul and from other forms of life including from my people, your people kept contact with interdimensional beings like my people and our star elders, through some of yours, as channels gifted with psychic abilities, often inherited from some of our DNA in their genes. In the ancient cultures of your tribal peoples, those individuals known as seers, visionaries or shamans, have greatly contributed in maintaining the connection between your people and mine, and with our star elders. With ages, your disconnection from your soul widening, your human people adopted the tendency to limit the focus of their minds on the physical messenger and forget the spiritual message. Soon, you needed intermediates and interpreters between you and the spiritual essence of the omniverse and of your own soul. Ceremonial sites, ritual objects and unorganized clergy or priests and monks became mediators between your controlled minds and the spiritual intelligence and mystic powers of the world. Your collective consciousness quickly became acquainted with the need for other souls to perform your spiritual duties and take responsibility for your own soul evolution. You surrendered your intelligence to all kinds of entities, from the most terrifying to the most elevated dimensional levels. Your human soul, cut from your spiritual essence and the purpose of its evolutionary process, through the control of your minds by the uncivilization of the lower lords, cried to find saviors and redeemers, a divine avatar, an enlightened Buddha, an anointed messiah or an inspired prophet to bridge realms. Chapter 16 Over eras, your populations and societies grew, developed and diversified. In this process, diverse religious cults and groups were created, often influenced by the lower lords, or later to join the growing mass being submitted to their uncivilization by their powers, through various enslaving means. They have devised or twisted many belief systems to control humans through your minds and emotions. As you still can see among your people today through religious extremists, this kind of indoctrination to control masses causes much division, conflicts, violence, pains and sufferings, at a time of your evolution when your collective consciousness emerges from ages of sectarianism and religious racism. You can notice as well in this time, that some fanatical technocrats are proceeding at great speed with the advancement of their transhumanist agenda, aiming to replace biological evolution with artificial intelligent life forms, and obliterate the spiritual evolutionary process of the soul and consciousness. These two extremist tendencies present the main threats to the continuity of your spiritual evolution. Your human consciousness, limited by your mind clouding your soul, has evolved into separate civilizations, religions and cultures, who had to meet over the course of time, often clashing due to mutual misunderstandings and disconnection from your soul. This happened so that your different cultures could interact and share their spiritual and scientific understandings, giving to your collective consciousness a broader spectrum and a clearer knowledge of the large diversity and long history of your human people. You needed to experience races and creeds to fully understand the human species. In a similar way, the next giant quantum leap in the evolution of your human consciousness is the knowing and understanding that your human vision of the supreme divine is limited by your mental perceptions, and that many species of star elders have different, and often higher spiritual and scientific wisdom that they are entitled to share and could be greatly beneficial for your soul evolution.